Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. Today is April 4, 2011. This morning God gave me 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 18, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 18. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has forgotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in the heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech ye as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. I will read my notes. This is a lot of verses that God has given us, and he has given us some repeated verses again, and some new verses. I'm going to read my notes. My notes are pretty long, so I'm going to read them. And then as things come to me, I will speak. It is God the Father's mercy that makes it possible to have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our gift of eternal life is in heaven, where it is reserved for us, uncorruptible and undefiled, and fadeth not away. Man cannot touch eternal life. Man cannot corrupt God's gift. Man cannot take it away. Our gift, eternal life, and all the other rewards and treasures that we gain and earn are stored in heaven, where God is watching over them. And they cannot be corrupted, and they are eternal. And the more faith and trust that we have in God, the more rewards we receive. The more rewards are stored up in heaven for us, and we will receive them when we leave these physical lives. Even though life at times may be challenging, the challenge is only to test our faith for strength and purity. Like gold is tested by fire and purified by the fire, our faith is more precious to God than gold. So the stronger our faith becomes during the trials of life, the more praise, glory, and honor we receive through Christ. Because we love and trust in Jesus, whom we have not seen, we will be rewarded with the salvation of our soul. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. The prophets wrote about and preached about God's grace, not fully understanding what it meant, because it didn't manifest in their time. It was Jesus who fulfilled the prophecy when he suffered, died, and rose to glory. There are many things written in the Bible that have since come to pass and still coming to pass. The Bible was not written by mere man. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God and passed through man, vessels of light, transcribing divine prophecy. We know that God does what he says. When we obey him and turn from our old ways, we will be blessed. God wants us to be holy as Christ is holy. Live a clean life as Christ lived a clean life. Every part of our life is to be pure and holy. Our thoughts, our actions, our intentions, our beliefs, Christ was our example. And we are to live as he did. God the Father will judge us according to what we do. He does not only judge those who deny Christ, he judges all his children. He shows no favorites. He is just in his judgment of us. It is because of Jesus Christ that we are a part of God's family. We were not bought with gold and silver. We were purchased with the precious blood of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus suffered and died to bring us eternal life. We have been given a new life. What are we doing with this? Are we glorifying God or man? Are we continuing in our old ways? Or are we living holy lives dedicated to God? Are we seeking to only increase treasures on earth, or are we storing up treasures in heaven? 1 Peter 2, 8, 3-11. These are my notes for that part. Jesus is the rock which some will stumble over because they will not listen to God's word or obey it. But then there are those of us who have been chosen by God as his very own, who he has called out of darkness to live a life that others may see his light shining through. We did not always have God's mercy, but now we do. We were not always his chosen, but now we are. God wants us to abstain from the evil pleasures of the world because they war against the soul. We are to be in the world, but not of the world, sharing God's light and love but not partaking in those activities that are unholy and dark. We can always go back to the life of Jesus. He was our example and still is. He remained holy and pure through all the trials and tribulations, the suffering, the pain, the hate, the judging, the false accusations, the lies. He endured it all and remained pure. He knows there was something grander waiting for him. This is not our home. We are passing through, delivering God's love and light and his word for those who want to receive. Life seems challenging only because we make it that way. The hater, deceiver, and unbeliever rather cast darkness than receive light. Prefer hate and separation over love and unity. Prefer to live in delusion than truth. Those who choose light may suffer for Christ's sake, but the end of life is rewarding and eternal. These are my notes. God gave us a lot, and he speaks to us in a way that is so loving and compassionate, because God wants us to understand. He wants us to understand that we are his chosen people, and that if we just have faith and trust in his son and believe the purpose of his son, then we'll have so many treasures stored up for us. God loves us, and he wants to give us the desires of our heart and beyond that. The gift that he has for us is unimaginable, but it's eternal. And we go about our lives storing up so much material stuff. And the things that we store up, the things that we work so hard for, the things that we put so much time and attention into are not eternal. It's like all that in vain. Even though we can do all we can to get that stuff now and enjoy it now, it's not eternal. We are eternal beings. When we leave this planet, that's not the end of us. So what are you going to enjoy when you leave this planet? What are you storing up in heaven so that when you leave this life and go back to your home, you will have things to enjoy? What are you going to have there? And that's why I never really worked hard to receive a lot of stuff. I never kept up with the Joneses and went out and bought everything that came out new. I never was into that. But there are those of us who are. There are those of us who get every latest technology, every latest everything. There are those of us who, if we see somebody with something, we're going to go out there and get it too because we want to have what everybody else has. I don't live my life like that. And not all of us do, but some of us do. I prefer to grow and build myself up to where I receive heavenly riches, eternal riches. God rewards those who believe and are faithful. And the gifts and the treasures that he has stored up for us is much, much grander than anything that we can enjoy here on earth. And I prefer to receive those riches and those treasures. And I know that I'm at a point in my life now where I do want to enjoy more material things as far as, you know, maybe traveling or living a little better, you know, different things like that. But my heart is still number one on eternal treasure. Because now I understand that God wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to prosper in these human lives. He wants us to be just as happy and prosperous and abundant on earth as we will be in heaven. The only thing is, he wants us to not get caught up in the treasures of the earth, because they are temporary. He wants us to store up treasures in heaven because we are eternal. And he wants us to continue in faith and trust. He wants us to not get caught up in the darkness of the world, in the evil of the world. He's not telling us not to enjoy life. He's not telling us not to have beautiful things or have abundance of things. That's not what he's saying. He wants us to have abundance of things. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to have the desires of our heart. He just also wants us to know that we are just passing through, that this is not our home, and that he has chosen us to be light and love. He has chosen us to spread his word so that his children will know that there is more to life than what we are experiencing in our human bodies, that we have treasures and rewards built up for us and waiting for us, that God is here to bless us in so many different ways. So many different ways, and he's letting us know that we are to live our lives pure, because he sent his son, Jesus, to suffer and die so that we can have a relationship with him. And a lot of us are just so caught up in the world and in the things of the world that we are living in darkness instead of living in light and being the light of God and the love of God, when God had sent his son to give us eternal life, to bless us, and to make it possible for us to commune with the Father. But yet we're not honoring that. We're not respecting that. And we're not treating it with the purity and holiness that it is worthy of. And the example God used was silver and gold. Like, silver and gold, they're precious, they're valuable to us here, but what he paid for us was more valuable than that. It was the blood of Jesus. We were purchased with the blood of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, the life of Jesus here. When he came here and suffered and bled and died, that he was our sacrificial lamb. And so that's more precious than silver and gold. But yet we're not looking at ourselves with that value. And God wants us to see our value. He wants us to see that we're so valuable. So much more valuable than anything that's material. And because of that, we must understand how important it is to be holy and pure, to treat ourselves as valuable. And the only way you can really treat yourself as valuable is when you are living a pure, holy life, when you are surrounding yourself in purity and keeping yourself pure. Just like Jesus. Jesus remained pure and holy when he was here on earth. Even when he was around whoremongers or murderers or thieves, he remained pure and holy. And we're to do the same. We're to be in the world, but not of the world. We're to shine God's light and love. We're to walk in God's power. We can have all the wonders of life, all the beauty, all the material possessions. But while we're doing that, live a life that's pure and holy. Live a life that is worthy. Because God purchased you with a very valuable price, and that is the blood of his only begotten Son. So yes, we're to enjoy life. We're to love life. But we're just to also remember where our real home is. We're to also remember that the more we trust and believe and the stronger our faith is, the more treasures that we build up in heaven, the more treasures that will be waiting for us so that when we do leave this physical life, we will continue in our treasures. We will continue to have things to enjoy. I've always wanted to store up treasures in heaven because I know that life is eternal. I really know that and believe that. And I know that if I build all my treasures up here, knowing that I'm not going to be able to take them with me, that I may not have much there when I get there. So that's why I prefer to build my treasures up in heaven, because I know I'm going to spend more time there than I'll spend on earth. So, yeah, I want more treasures in heaven than here on earth, because I want to have something to enjoy when I leave here, too. Yeah, I want to have something to enjoy. But that's one of the things that God wants us to remember, is that the more we have faith and trust, and God commends us. He commends us in these verses for having faith and trust in someone we have not even seen. Jesus. We weren't there in Jesus' time. We didn't see him. We didn't see what he went through. We didn't hear his words, but we believe. And God commends us for that. He commends us, and that's why he gives us treasures and rewards, because of our faith, our trust, our belief in his Son, when we haven't even seen him or touched him or heard him. So he commends us for that. And he says that our faith is more valuable to him than silver and gold. So our faith has a value. We are very valuable in God's eyes. More valuable than we see in ourselves. We don't see our value. We don't see that we are so valuable that God sent his Son to suffer and die for us. We don't see that value in Jesus leaving his throne to take on a human form to teach us love and how to live in love and be the light of God. We don't see our value. We got to be, if we can see that, my God, how our life would change. We underrate ourselves. We underrate ourselves. Yeah, we do, don't we? I mean, how many people would go through what Jesus did just to give you eternal salvation, to save your soul? How many people do you know that would do that? Who would you do it for? Who would you do it for? How many of you would sacrifice your child, your only begotten child, your pure, someone who is pure and without sin? How many of you would sacrifice that child to save humanity, to save another soul? How many of you would do that? In the old days, they sacrificed lambs for the atonement of their sins. Well, God did away with all that by giving us his Son, making him the Lamb of God, making him the sacrifice for us, so that we wouldn't have to do that anymore. So God took away us having to sacrifice anything or anybody for eternal life, for communion with him, for his grace and mercy. He took that all away by sending his only Son to do it for us, to be our sacrifice, to be our Lamb. That's value. That's value. Nobody is going to value us like that. Nothing you do on this planet is going to value you like that. Nobody and nothing is going to value us the way God does. Nothing and no thing. So that's one of the things that God wants us to remember and to know, how valuable we are. And how he received us and how he just loves us so much. But when we are chosen and we find ourselves getting involved in the lust of the world, no matter how much God loves us, he's going to have to judge us just like he judges everybody else. So he warns us. He values us. He loves us. He honors us. He praises us. But if we live in sin, if we live in darkness, he's going to judge us the same measure that he judges those who do not believe in him or his son. He's going to judge us the same because he has no respect of person. No respect of person. His judgment is just. So he's asking us to live holy lives, to be pure in every part of our life. Just like Jesus. To live as Jesus lived, pure and holy, seeking those things that will bring pleasure to the Father, so that our treasures can continue to build and build and build. And when we leave this life, we will be glorified. There are so many messages that God has in these verses. So many messages. And God, he wants the best for us. He constantly showing us how much we are loved. He's constantly showing us how he wants us to enjoy the better things. But we're so wrapped up into the gifts and the offers the world has for us that we're thinking that's as good as it gets, but it gets much better than that. Because no matter how good life seems to be on this planet, it's only temporary. And God wants us to turn our attention to what lasts forever, to what is eternal, to what is eternal. Because we are eternal beings. And he wants us to get our priorities straight. That's all. I believe that's what his message is for us. To get our priorities straight. And to know that the things that we do on this planet, we will be judged for. We will be judged for, so beware of how we live on this planet. Beware of what we bring to this planet. And I want to thank you again. I mean, this is so much to think about. It is so much. God is starting to give a lot of verses at one time. And I know he wants us to get it. He wants us to get it. And we can know things and understand things and be taught things, but we have to get it. We have to get the true meaning behind the words. And we have to apply it to our lives. We have to live these words. We have to live what he's teaching us. And in order for us to live them, we have to first understand. And that may be why we're being given more verses at one time. Is to get a bigger picture to help us to see what he's saying to us. But I know that God wants us to realize and to always remember that this world is not real. It's not who we really are. It's just a place of experiencing, experimenting, enjoying, but it's not our home. It's not who we really are. It's not our true value. It's just something temporary. But there's too many of us that don't know that it's temporary and that there's something greater and grander waiting for us. And the way we live our life will determine how grand of a mansion we'll have, how grand treasures we'll have, how grand our eternal life will be. All depends on the life we're living here on this planet. It all depends on what we're doing here. All depends on what we're doing here. There was a saying that some people, they just live life in every moment to the fullest and they enjoy everything they want to enjoy, and they say, well, it's because when I leave here, I can't take it with me, so I'm enjoy it while I'm here. Because they know. They know that all the things they gather here isn't going with them. So they get as much as they can, they enjoy as much as they can, and they live as much as they can because they know they're not going to enjoy it when they leave. And that's true. But what about the other side of it? What about storing up so much eternal blessings that when you leave here, the material stuff here, it won't stop you from enjoying what you've gathered, because now when you leave here, you can enjoy a lot of things that you've gathered eternally. So why stop here? Why stop here? So you can gather as much as you can while you're here and enjoy it while you're here. But in that gathering, also gather what's eternal. Purify your heart. Purify your heart and bring in more love and light to share with the world. Do more things that are pleasing in God's sight so that He can reward you and bless you and store up more treasures for you upon your return. It's possible to do both. It's possible to do both. So, I'm just so thankful for, I mean, my mind is just going off, you know. I feel so spaced right now because there's so much in these verses that God wants us to know. So much. And this is just a little bit of it. It goes much deeper than what I'm saying. Much, much deeper. So what is it saying to you? What message are you getting from these verses? I'm getting so much, and I know that I'm not touching everything as deep as it really is, but I know it's something really deep to this. And I'm just asking that if you're even interested, to go within and get the message for you. Go within, because we're living our lives. We're each living our life however we created it to be. But these verses are reminding us that our life doesn't stop here. It doesn't end here. And even though we are storing things up to enjoy here, are we storing things up to enjoy when we leave here? And that's one of the things I'm getting out of these verses. What are we storing up here that we can enjoy when we leave here? And I challenge you to look at your life. Look at your life and ask yourself questions. Am I storing up eternal treasures? Am I storing up eternal treasures? If not, show me how I can store up eternal treasures. Because I know that when I leave this planet, when I leave this life, I'm not going to be able to take anything that I've stored up here with me. So if you desire to store up eternal treasures so that you can continue enjoying the things that you have, then ask. Ask yourself, are you storing up eternal treasures? I know I am. I've stored up so many treasures. I've got a lot of treasures stored up. I know that. And I want to continue to store up eternal treasures. And God is showing me that it's okay to have perishable treasures while I'm on the planet. Just don't get caught up in those treasures. Just don't get caught up in the darkness. Don't get caught up in thinking that I'm to put all my time and energy in this world and the way the world is teaching us to be, but to be light and love amongst it all. So you can store up treasures that are materialistic and enjoy them, knowing that they're temporary, and do so without bringing in darkness. Do so without living in lust. Do so without displeasing God. So we can please God with treasures. We can please God and continue to live a life that God wants us to live so that we can be an example of Christ while here. So there's nothing wrong with rich people. There's nothing wrong with millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires. There's nothing wrong with having a lot. There's nothing wrong with that. Because it's not the material things that makes you who you are. They're just material things. So who are you? Are you being who you are? God wants us to be who we are, no matter what. No matter what we do on this planet, God wants us to be who we are. And that is love and light. He wants us to love each other, have compassion for each other, be there for each other, be a one big happy family like we talked about yesterday, one big happy family. He wants us to live our new lives that He has purchased for us to enjoy. He wants us to understand our value so that we can see ourselves as valuable and live a pure, holy life. You don't put something valuable in trash. You don't, like if you have a very valuable heirloom or something, you take care of it. You don't just toss it around, throw it up on your bed, lay it on top of a counter. I mean, you do certain things for valuable pieces of stuff. You're more valuable than your valuable pieces of stuff. Your life is more valuable than that. So how are you living it? Are you living it in a way that glorifies the Father who purchased you? Or are you living it to glorify the world? There are so much to think about. These are some really deep verses. Really deep verses. And I just pray that if you're the slightest bit interested in knowing what it means for you, that God would give you clarity. Because I can see the deepness of what God is saying. I can see it. I can feel it. And that's why I feel so spaced right now, because I can feel the message. I can feel what He's saying to us. And if you can't feel it and you want to feel it, then my prayer is that you will go inside of yourself and ask, what is the message for me, Lord? How does this apply to my life? What do you want me to know? Give me clarity and understanding. so I can receive your message in the way that it is meant for me. Because I see it. I see it, and it's so, so deep. It's so deep. And it's so much. That is my prayer for you, and I'm just going to go ahead and close now, because I'll just continue to ramble, because you know how you can really see something so clearly and understand it in a way that's just, wow. I don't really have the words for it, but I understand. I understand the message. Well, I should say messages, because it's so much. I feel it. I'm in it. I'm like the word. I'm like the message. So I can't really explain the depth of what is being said to us. It's something that you feel. It's something that you become. Because when your awareness, oh, wow, I'm going to stop trying to explain it. I'm going to stop trying, because you will have to get the understanding by going within. That's the way you're going to get the understanding. It's powerful. What God is telling us is very powerful. It's very deep. Very deep. And I really, at the times I went to church, I really haven't heard any pastor elaborating on this. I really haven't. It's time for us to wake up. God wants us to wake up. There's so much he wants us to understand, so much, so that we can be who we are and live the life that he has intended for us to live. It's so much greater and grander than what we are living, so much greater and grander than what we think is great and grand. We're not even touching our power. We're not touching it at all. We're not even close. We're not even close. But God bless you, and may God continue to show us his grace and mercy, and may he continue to share his word and help us to understand clearly his message for us, for our lives, our individual lives, and us as a whole, us as one. May God continue to bless you and awaken you, and continue to ignite the spark within your very being, so that you can be all that you are, so that you can know who you are and understand your role on the planet at this time. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for showering us in your light, filling us with your energy, and protecting us with your power. Thank you, Father, for all your children. Thank you so much for loving us and always being there for us, leading and guiding us to the light, to our home. Thank you for the many treasures that you have stored up for us. And thank you for allowing us to be representatives of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to be filled with your light and your love, that we can share it with the world wherever we go, even in silence, Lord. Thank you so much for Jesus and his precious blood. Thank you for seeing us as very valuable in your eyes. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, so much for your grace. In Jesus' holy, holy, precious name, amen.